Good morning, and welcome to See You in the Morning, the daily headlines podcast from Savannah Morning News. I am Will Peebles, and today is April 16th. See You in the Morning is a production of Savannah Morning News and SavannahNow.com. You can find all the links to everything we talk about in this podcast in the description or at SavannahNow.com. Allegations of bullying and retaliation by the school administrator have erupted at Susie King Taylor Community School, which many consider a quiet, family-oriented public charter school in Savannah. Susie King Taylor Save Our School, a group of parents and teachers, is calling for the resignation of the governing board clerk, Christian Clarty, and the school director, Latresa Chatton, amidst a series of complaints about abuse of power, poor communication practices, and mismanagement. Chatton wasn't expecting the press release from Save Our School calling for her resignation, and she said she didn't intend to step down. A petition being circulated suggests problems with the school's administrative and board leadership have been brewing since November 2016, just 4 months after it opened, but not all parents were aware of the problems. Parent Erica Brown said her first grader had a hard time when he started last year in kindergarten and the school was supportive. She said she loves that it is a community school and that it meets children where they are. Brown said she might become more involved with the school now to better understand what's going on. And if you would like to better understand what's going on, I would recommend reading Ann Meyer's story in Savannah Morning News today. It is quite the story, and you can find it at SavannahNow.com. In a recent visit to Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield, Georgia Southern University Department of Rehabilitation Sciences students participated in an interactive soldier demonstration in an effort to better understand soldiers' unique physical challenges and how they can help better prepare them for combat. Understanding the physical regimen of the soldiers at Fort Stewart is key to the success of the department's Soldier Athlete Human Performance Optimization Program, a collaborative effort between Georgia Southern and the 3rd ID. The program allows students to work with soldiers on injury prevention and improve medical readiness. According to Georgia Southern, musculoskeletal disorders currently rank as the number one reason for soldier evacuation, comprising 25% of all military injuries. In comparison, combat injuries account for around 14%. Participation in this event was possible thanks to a larger partnership that Georgia Southern has maintained with Fort Stewart for several years. You can read more about this story at SavannahNow.com. Yesterday was a sad day in Paris, France, as the cathedral at Notre Dame burned down. And one local Savannah student may have been one of the last to see it in its former glory. Savannah College of Art and Design junior Julia McKinney visited the Notre Dame Cathedral on Monday, just hours before it began burning. McKinney, a photography major, had just arrived in Paris with her study abroad group. She said Notre Dame was the first place that they visited. She didn't know it at the time, but she would be one of the last people to see the cathedral as it was. When her group was done touring, she and her friends went to a cafe a few blocks away when they noticed the smoke rising over Paris. Within 30 minutes, she saw the flames. McKinney said she grabbed her camera and ran back to take pictures of the fire, but she was eventually moved back by first responders because of falling ash. When I was asked to localize this story today, I honestly had no idea what I was going to do, but I happened to find McKinney's post on Facebook. And what a story that ended up being. Can you imagine going to Paris and seeing a cathedral which was built in 1345, and it just burned down in front of you? You can read that story as well as the rest of our Notre Dame coverage, and you can see McKinney's photos from it, and it's kind of harrowing. There's one from the inside that's, wow. Anyway, you can find that at, you guessed it, SavannahNow.com. And that's going to do it for us today, guys. And hey, guess what? See You in the Morning is now on iTunes. It's its own podcast. And not just iTunes, it's also on Google Podcasts and Spotify. So when you tell your friends about it, you could just give them a nice, sweet little link. And you can find those little links in the description of this podcast. So go tell some friends about them and keep them informed. And from all of us here at the newsroom, I'm Will Peebles, and we'll see you in the morning.